You mentioned the fact that actually only a small fraction of patients end up being cured and don't need further therapy. So a more typical situation is the patient has a disease recurrence. When does that usually occur? How does it usually manifest itself? And what's your overall approach to patients with recurrent disease?
Most recurrences will occur within that first 2 years. And we see a whole range from women who have recurrences less than 6 months, which portends a much more aggressive disease biology, compared to those women who have recurrences later, especially those that are 12 months or later that have platinum sensitive disease, more likely to respond to reintroduction of platinum-based therapy. So I definitely use that time of recurrence to help guide me in the treatment options, but I also use other information as well in terms of what is the type of cancer that they had, what is their BRCA mutation status. I know you're going to get into that shortly as well. So the strategies that we use in terms of treatment really center around that time of relapse, whether or not I'm going to use a platinum-based strategy versus a whole different chemotherapy platform altogether, as well as how they responded to their last chemotherapy in terms of toxicity.
And I mean, that really kind of is a basic concept that you see in oncology. I can think about breast cancer, a lot of situations where you use adjuvant therapy. If a patient, with HER2 positive breast cancer has a recurrence a few months after getting HER2 therapy, you approach it differently. It kind of makes intuitive sense in terms of using platinum again in ovarian cancer.